Thank you. I'll get to you first.
I'll get her first, and then you're next.
Okay. Just three quick points. First, I'm the EEOC vice chair in New York, and we have. I'm the EEOC vice chair in New York, and they've been sending out literature about how the EEO committees of SAG and AFTRA have gotten together and support consolidation. I have yet to have been told about any of those meetings, and none of the Asian members of the EEOC and SAG have been told about those meetings. So there's, you know, we're being misled right off the bat. The other thing is, if you are a member of AFTRA and you have some years vested, but you're not fully vested in the pension plan, you will lose those vested years unless you suddenly become a broadcaster. I talk to the board members. You can shake your head all you want, Joyce, but it doesn't really help. As far as are wages going to go up to SAG rates or are they going down to AFTRA rates? Well, the first time we went to the merger debate, I talked to Mel Boudreau, and he said actors are too dumb to understand the details, so we won't discuss it now. Well, last year I worked on an AFTRA movie. I worked 16 and a half hours, and because AFTRA waived everything, I made just over $200 for a 16 and a half hour a day. How does that make our negotiating power stronger?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. I'm not addressing you, Joyce. I'm just addressing your head shape.
Can I say, look, if she wanted to be in this seat, then she could say, she has had her say.
Yes.
I don't want to accept anything more that she has to say because she didn't have the courage to sit in this seat.
I am not.
No, no. You had your 2 minutes.
I will take the gentleman with the glasses. We'll have the next question. 2 minutes. You can say whatever you want. Ask any question you want. 2 minute rebuttal.
Hi, I'm Buzz Roddy. Thank you guys for doing this. Isai and Michael, I don't know you personally. There's a problem on both sides, which is the name calling. I've heard Carbonell is nuts, Morales is crazy, and I've also heard it about the pros. Now, I got to tell you, I'm pro-consolidation myself. And you guys are right. This whole thing, and Francis Fisher is right in terms of it is tearing us apart. And there, it seems to me that a lot of people that I'm hearing from the antis are saying scenarios like, this is not a specific thing, but in other words, if one quarter of the people get this disease and another quarter get this disease and half the people are going to die, that's true, but I'm hearing what's going to happen if consolidation happens, these horrible things, which would only be if all these things aligned and all the planets get right, and like, you know, saying that if there's an 18-year-old president of AMA, I agree with you, it would be a bad idea. I don't think if I vote for consolidation that's necessarily going to happen.
It could.
Yes, it could. You know,
he's
but
saying that they left that door open. That's how
cool.
How much thought went into this?
All right, I get that. You know, and I know there's problems with it. But I just know that in 1979, 1980, I was doing a kiddie theater thing, and I was the only after SAG member. They wanted to put it on cable. And I went to the, this is the Washington, D.C. local, which is broadcaster heavy. And I went to the executive director of that branch, and I said, how much should I charge him? Because we didn't know about cable in those days. He says, I don't know, $10. I ended up working for less than the non-union people were working because of the P&H and all this kind of thing. And the guy said to me, well, don't worry, cable's not going to amount to anything in like 5 years. It'll be gone. Now, the thing is, what I'm scared of is that I see all this stuff with digital and all that, and I see us generally not dealing with it, and that we're going to miss the boat. And that's why I think consolidation is important, and I think it's important sooner rather than later. And I also think just because we say that we have jurisdiction over digital and electronic and all that, all it would take is, I don't know if any of you have been members of AFTRA long enough to remember the Tuesday production scandal, but I mean, just some producer with deep pockets take us to court and say, well, I say that digital is not under the jurisdiction of SAG. I'm wrapping it up. I say it's not under the jurisdiction of SAG, and we'd be in court for 10 years, we'd exhaust all our funds, and I think we'd be screwed and probably lose. You know, so I just want to present that to you.
So I do agree with you. merger is an option, but it's just this plan. You see, it seems to me like, you know, we got a certain kind, like, let's, I don't know if there's a script that's being followed here, that the board seems to change, but it doesn't. There's a concerted effort here to erode a lot of what the actors had won through the years, and it just seems like it's part of a bigger script. In this way, we'll just hand the actors in one entity over. In other words, it creates an Uber boss, and it creates political power, but not for the actor, but for the people, who represents this group. It'll make the Sweeneys, it'll make, you know, the Paisanos. Who's going to run this union? I wonder, you know, where the money will fall. In other words, all these things, we're so easily manipulable. You know, that's what I see. That they just get us to fight and go, look, guys, we're creating a problem, and by the way, we have the solution. They don't tell you that they create the problem, but they sure as hell say, this is the solution, we know better, we are more finance, more organized, and everybody else has to argue amongst themselves. And you know what? The Democratic people end up looking like they don't know which way to go. And because we're actors, because we all have diverse opinions, we end up getting screwed.
That's so right. And the same individuals who brought us the cable problem are the same ones today bringing us AMA. It's the same people. Don't think it's someone different. Don't think that because it's 20 years later, it's different individuals. It's not. It's the same individuals. And that's the point I'm trying to get across. The people who have eroded our contract over the last two decades are the same people that are now saying, well, you know what? We kind of screwed up, but now we know how to do it.
This
now
is
we know how to
I
solve the problem.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years later, we figured it out. Well, I'm afraid, no, I don't believe you figured it out. I've sat in your boardroom. I've seen how you operate, and I've seen how you open up your books and your past to us. For instance, when I became a board member, I went over to the executives of the Guild, and I asked them to make a library for all national board members to have access of every single contract the Guild has ever had since the beginning of the foundation of the Guild.
Trajectory.
They almost had a heart attack. They looked at me, their faces turned red. Michael, I don't know if we can find them. And what are you talking about? They have to be in the Guild somewhere. I'd love if you could put a collection of them together, make one little room somewhere where us board members can go and see what our contracts had in them and how they've evolved over the years. This has never been done, and this is still not done. In fact, what the board members have done in one of the last board meetings I was in when I sat on the national board was they've stopped taking minutes of the national board. Our national board of directors no longer takes minutes.
Yeah, that's another
thing. Our finance
committee
has never taken minutes. So we have no way of knowing where our money has ever been going. And these individuals are the same ones that are now bringing us a constitution where an 18-year-old could become president. So I don't buy it. I don't believe them. And if we really want change, the change that we should do is we should fire our executive staff completely.
Yeah.
Wipe them all out, let them retire, give them their pensions, and move on.
Before I take the next question, this gentleman will be here, and then Jody, after this gentleman. I just want to mention something, because you mentioned digital. And I, too, called USC out in California. And just today, in fact, 4 o'clock, the gentleman got back to me our time, a gentleman named Gary, and he said that those rumors that they're not going to be teaching film anymore, they're absolutely false. This is his words. He said they're continuing shooting on 16mm and black and white. He said the only thing they're not using is video. He said there's no video production, but that's not true about film. The second thing I want to bring up is this is a copy of the Screen Actors Guild television agreement. You can pick it up, any of us who are SAG members. You can go to SAG and get a copy of this. You can get the codified agreement of the film book. And I just want to read a short, very, very short paragraph because this touches base on what you were saying about digital. This is page 1. Go to page 1. As used herein, the term television motion pictures means entertainment motion pictures produced primarily for exhibition over free television, whether made on or by film, tape, or otherwise, and whether produced by means of motion picture cameras, electronic cameras, or devices, or any combination of the foregoing, or any other means, methods, or devices now used, or which may hereafter be adopted. They were so visionary, they covered everything.
But they didn't say something of that. You say it's on television, but it doesn't say the other.
You can. I'll come back to you. It was this gentleman. Yep.
Hi. Thanks a lot. My name is.